Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Clonmelan Community Radio. And today we are talking with Holly.
Yeah.
And Holly wants to talk about some things. Isn't that right?
Yeah, but I don't know what.
Right, okay. Well, what were we talking about earlier? About people who make toys or stuff and then they want to sell it. Ads for children, yeah.
Like my necklace I have inside, it's a mood necklace, but it doesn't actually tell you what mood you're in.
And how would you know what mood you're in? You would just know yourself, wouldn't you?
Yeah, right now, I don't know.
Well, right now, are you in a good mood or a bad mood? Are you happy? Are you sad?
Good mood, happy.
Good mood and happy. So you could be wearing a mood necklace and that, or a mood ring, and that could tell you that you're in a bad mood.
But when you're happy,
you know it.
Yeah.
So the ring could, or the necklace could be wrong, couldn't it?
Yeah, it could be like Alana's. It was all red the whole day and it was telling her that she was like mad. And
yeah.
She was actually happy. So when we were going home, I told her, because it was red, I told her, make an angry face. And she done it.
Okay.
Make more sense.
But do you think mood rings or mood necklaces, do you think they actually really work?
No.
And why?
Not after you told me.
Whoa, what did I tell you?
That people lie about them and just try to sell them, like, if they're magical or something.
Yeah.
Like unicorn poop.
Unicorn poo, yeah. Now, tell the story about the unicorn poo. What did I say to you?
You said that someone could say you're in a woods and you found a unicorn pooing, but then you tried to get a picture of it, and then you stand it on a branch, and he looked over at you and ran away,
mm-hmm.
and ran away, and you just
yeah.
got the poo and put it in a jar.
Right, and I could try and sell it as reindeer poo.
No, unicorn
or
poo.
Not, sorry, unicorn poo. But what could really just be in the jar?
Just regular poo or stuff, and then glitter on it.
Yeah. So it just means, like, sometimes the people who are trying to sell you something, they tell you lies, don't they?
Yeah.
Like, sometimes you'll see an ad for a toy.
And you'll be going to your mum or dad, I want that. Put it on your Santa list.
Yeah. Because the children who are playing with it on the ad,
looks like they're having so much fun, but then when you open up the package, when you open up the box, it's really just a piece of junk.
There's Barky the dog. Well, it could just, like, sometimes when you see something all in a package, it looks lovely with pictures of smiling faces and people are happy. But then sometimes when you open up the packaging, it's just a toy. And you play with it for a few minutes and then you kind of
get bored.
Yeah.
And feel sick.
How come? You said that to me this morning. How do you feel sick?
Like, if you get real, really bored, you can feel sick. And
can you?
Once you fall asleep, the next morning you feel much better.
Oh, that's good, isn't it?
Yeah.
Right. So sometimes when you see an ad on the television, you have to look at the children in the ad and say, they're not real. Well, they're real people.
Acting.
So they're pretending that they're having so much fun.
Yeah, like, you know the news on the telly the other night with the, like, monsters or puppets, whatever they were?
Mm-hmm.
I seen the real boy who was doing the ad for Christmas, where he was whispering to an elf and then his grandpa appeared.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Do you think that's real?
No. Because it sounded like magical things, and then the boy ran downstairs, and it was his grandpa.
Yeah. So sometimes the ads on the television don't really tell the truth, sure they don't.
No, it's just making children want to buy stuff and then they're just making money.
That's it. No, like, I mean,
the people who make the ads get money.
Yeah, and the people who make the toys get money.
Yeah.
And remember we were talking that sometimes you'll see a toy and it could be not even a great toy, but they sell it.
Like the Barbie toys I have.
Like, yeah, because you have a couple of dolls, don't you? And when you see them in the box is real fancy, isn't it?
Yeah, and it looks like you're going to have a lot of fun, but then when you open it, you go like, oh.
Yeah, because what did you say to me about the doll, about the skirt on the doll?
It feels like... I don't really know what it feels like, but it's not that nice.
I think you said to me the other night that it just kind of feels like paper.
Yeah, or foam.
Yeah, so... So you wouldn't have much fun with that, would you?
No. So, like, it makes a lot of noise, like...
Yeah. Like crunching paper or something, yeah.
How would you have fun with that?
Not really, no. And what about the legs? Do the legs even move on the doll?
They kind of do, but they're not fun. They're going like this. And the back of the leg crunches up together.
Yeah. So,
that's annoying.
So what, think for a second now, what's coming up in December?
My birthday and Christmas.
Yes, Christmas. Let's talk about Christmas. So over the next few weeks, all that's going to be on television is ads for toys and people having fun.
Like stupid toys?
Well, some toys are like a bit silly. You know... I mean, some toys are good, aren't they?
Yeah.
If you can play with a toy and you learn from it and you have fun, that's good.
Yeah, like OMGs, you can have fun with them.
Can you?
Yeah. But one of them, the hair is all messed up, kind of. They're in plaits and the hair comes out and it's all messy.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And what do you have to do?
You have to brush it down, but it still pops up again.
Does it?
Yeah. It's like with spiky hair. Brush it down and...
Yeah.
Again.
So, what kind of toys would you be looking for now for Christmas? What do you think would be good for you? Because you're going to be... excuse me, you're 7 now, aren't you?
Yeah.
But...
7 and a half.
Well, I think you're a little bit more than 7 and a half.
7 and a quarter.
And 3 quarters. Because in...
1 and a half week.
Yeah.
It's my birthday.
And you're going to be...
8.
Yep.
I'm excited.
Of course you are.
But I'm also going to be having a tea party for only girls.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Good.
I'm inviting Nana, Samantha, Mammy, Alexa, myself, of course.
Yep.
And probably Holly next door.
Mm-hmm. So a little tea party for just for girls.
Yeah. And that's maybe good. Some of my teddies.
What, many of your teddies drink tea?
Not a lot.
Do any of them drink tea?
Not really.
Do they, what, coffee drinkers, are they?
Yeah, I've never really played with them drinking tea.
Oh, do they drink... Don't drink alcohol, do they?
No.
What?
No, they drink juice.
Juice?
Yeah, and tea.
Okay. How do you know? Did they drink it during the night when you were asleep?
That creeped me out. If I woke up and they're like just pouring a potion into a pot.
What would you do now if you woke up, right? You woke up and all your dolls and toys were all standing there beside your bed looking at you.
I'd freak out and faint back into my pillow.
Now. Would you?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Like when I'm in, whenever I say I'm a teacher, you faint.
So, yeah, I do faint. Yeah. And?
Whenever I'm in this really nice top with the with the golden buttons and it's all white, you faint.
I do. You see me. I do. Because it's lovely and it's very
and it looks like a teacher. Swishy.
Yeah, you do. You look like a teacher, don't you?
Thank you.
Yeah.
But I kind of want to be a police and a teacher together when I grow up.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So you want to arrest people and then teach them the right things?
It, maybe I, when they're in prison, I could just come into them and teach them stuff to be good.
And what kind of things would you teach them?
Maybe to be good, healthy, and not rob people.
Right. And how would they be healthy? How would you teach them to be healthy?
Eat a lot of fruit, like apples, oranges, bananas, and fruit and veg.
Right. Do you eat fruit and veg and apples and oranges and bananas?
Sometimes. I don't really like bananas, though.
Okay, what about apples? I know you like apples.
I like them, one, because they're tasty and they're juicy. Two, because they make your loose teeth fall out.
That's good, isn't it?
Yeah.
And what about oranges?
I don't really like them because they have seeds in them.
Hmm. But you can pick the seeds out.
Yeah, and I also don't like the white bits.
Okay. What about...
grapes?
Well, yeah, do you like grapes?
Yeah, but except for bruised ones and ones that also have seeds in them. Like, once I took a big bite into a grape and there was a huge seed in the middle.
Oh, my.
Like, a seed this size.
Whoa, that's huge.
I know. Almost filled up the whole thing.
Yeah. What about vegetables? What vegetables do you like?
Peas.
Okay, you like peas. Yeah, what else?
Vegetables.
Yeah, broccoli's a vegetable, yeah. What else?
Is cauliflower a vegetable?
Yep.
I like that. Cabbage?
Mm-hmm. Do you like cabbage?
Yeah, and lettuce.
Yeah, lettuce is nice on a sandwich, isn't it?
Yeah. Also, guess what Alana talking... Well, guess what her mum packed for the other day?
For lunch?
Yeah.
What?
Raw cabbage.
Raw cabbage? Are you sure?
Yeah. Wasn't lettuce. And it was definitely raw.
Oh.
She said.
That's kind of a strange lunch.
Yeah, and it sounds disgusting. And Rory eats peanut butter and apple together.
Mmm. That sounds nice.
Yeah, but it also sounds... To me, it sounds nice and also a little bit weird.
Well, in America, they have peanut butter and jelly sandwiches.
I like that.
Do you know what that is?
Yeah, I tasted it before.
So peanut butter and, I think it's marmalade, isn't it?
Yeah,
or jam, like you could use, I suppose.
I like jam. I like, like raspberry. They're nice. But the first time I tried it, it was nice, but I wouldn't eat them before that.
Okay. So what other vegetables do you like? Do you like carrots?
Yeah.
What about...
Watermelon? Strawberries?
Well, they're fruits. Would you like them?
Yeah. Vegetables.
What about celery?
Yeah, of course I like that.
Mm-hmm.
Especially with cheese sauce.
Mmm.
For dinner.
That is tasty.
Mm. And what about gravy with mac and cheese? That's nice.
Macaroni cheese with gravy?
Yeah.
Hmm? Sounds a bit strange.
Yeah, it sounds strange, but I tried it like... when Sam was going home for work, like 2 nights ago, I tried it. Was it last night? I can't remember.
Well, no, it wasn't last night, because last night you had rice, didn't you?
Oh, yeah, last night, every Friday, it's Chinese.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe the night before that.
Yeah. Do you like Chinese?
Yeah.
What do you like out of Chinese?
Vegetable rice.
Anything else?
Tofu.
Which tofu do you like?
Both. The one you have and the one Samantha has.
Right, so the one I have is...
Curry.
Yeah, you like that?
Yeah, and I also like the other one.
that what? Samantha gets, which is sweet
and sour.
Sweet and sour sauce, yeah.
Yeah.
So you like the old tofu?
Yeah, they're nice.
Mm-hmm.
What if you mixed them together, the mac and cheese and gravy and cheese sauce and celery? And then a sandwich with all them things we said you could have on a sandwich.
Could be nice.
Yeah, and vegetable rice, maybe.
Yeah. So what other vegetables? So yeah, well, there's a lot of children who don't eat. They don't like broccoli and they don't like cauliflower and they don't like cabbage and they don't like celery. What would you say to those children?
That's a little... They're nice, though.
Hmm. They are nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's why I think... What do I always say about you?
I'm strange?
Yeah. You're a strange child. Isn't that what I say?
Yeah. Matthew says I'm a B-I-T-C-H.
Oh, whoa. Why would she say that? That's naughty, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, she shouldn't say that.
I wish I could say that back to her. Or say the F word.
Oh! What do you want? Why would you want to say that?
Huh?
What? Why would you want to say that?
So she'd stop saying that? So she'd stop saying...
No, because then if you say... If she says a bad word and then you say a bad word... That means, like, it doesn't make you any better. It means you're kind of just the same as Samantha. You need to be better than Samantha. So when she says a bad word to you, you need to say, Samantha?
That's bullshit.
Cursing in front of me, does that make you feel bigger? Because you're 19 and I'm only 7. Does it make you feel bigger? I hope you're proud of yourself. Go on, practice that.
I forget what you said from the beginning.
No, doesn't matter. We'll talk about it again.
Later.
Yeah. So what else do you like? What other foods do you like? Like, what do you have on your lunch for school?
I have sandwiches.
Yeah.
And a yogurt. And sometimes I get surprises with a note. Like, for the surprises, stuff that we're not allowed in school, like... Chocolate? But I hide it from my teacher.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. I hope your teacher doesn't listen to this podcast. Because then she'll know.
Just say, that's a joke.
Yeah, it's a joke, isn't it?
Yeah.
I just laugh when I'm just joking.
It's a joke.
Yes. What else do you like on your sandwiches? Let me ask you a question. Did anybody make you sandwiches for school on Friday? And what was in them and were they nice? I'll give you a hint. The ones I made for you.
Sandwich spread, mayonnaise, yeah. Cheese and ham.
Mmm.
I think it was cheese.
I don't even remember. You could be right. Were them sandwiches okay, were they?
Yeah, they were nice.
Did you bring sandwich spread in before and someone told you it was smelly?
No. But some people... Once when I was in school and I brought ham on my sandwich, like vegetarian ham, corn one,
mm-hmm.
People saw me eating it and they said, Holly's eating meat.
Yeah?
Yeah, and I tried to say, I'm not.
Well,
but they wouldn't listen.
They wouldn't. But it doesn't matter what you eat. Everyone eats whatever they like.
Yeah, and I like my sandwiches.
Yeah. They must know you're vegetarian, do they?
No, they don't.
Well, they must if they're saying, Holly's eating meat.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah. So, how are you getting on in school?
Good.
Yeah?
Except for with Miss McCormack.
Why?
She's always giving out to me, and I'm always trying my best on my maths.
And does she give out to anybody else?
Poppy. But I feel like I'm the only one getting into trouble with my maths.
Why is that? Because I know you're very good at maths.
I know, but I'm always trying my best with the tens and units, and she's always giving out to me, saying, "We said this before, now you're getting these answers wrong and you're ruling your copy wrong. Like, did you rule this with a ruler?"
And do you?
Yeah.
Is it a straight ruler?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just the ruler always moves and my hand is on it.
Well, you'll have to learn how to do that properly.
I know.
But I know because we do maths at home, don't we?
Yeah.
And you do tens and units and hundreds and thousands, don't you?
And a billions.
Because you remember I gave you a couple of sums to do before when you asked me to write some sums out for you?
Yeah, and my copy gave that was for homework.
Yeah, and I gave you thousands, hundreds, tens and units, and you were able to add them up, no problem. And then you were able to do taking away, weren't you, your subtraction? And you were good at it. So maybe, do you just get a little bit nervous in school or something?
Sometimes I get nervous for the answers because I'm always getting into trouble.
Right, so you'd be afraid at the answers in case you get it wrong and the teacher gives out to you?
Yeah, she just gives out to me when I'm pretty sure I'm getting them right.
Yeah?
Yeah, I do get them right most of the time, and she's given out to me.
So what do you think she should do?
I always make sure I get the answers right, and my teacher just gives out to me.
So what would you, if you could say something to your teacher, what would you say to her?
Shut up, I'm getting these right to stop.
You can't say shut up to your teacher.
If I would.
No, that's rude, isn't it?
Yeah.
Maybe you should just tell her, look, I'm doing my best. I'm doing my best.
So why am I getting these wrong?
Maybe you're getting them wrong because you're nervous. I think you could be nervous because you know if you get it wrong, your teacher's going to give out to you, and that's all you'd be thinking about. And now you're not thinking about your sum or your question. You're thinking about if you get it wrong, teacher's going to give out to you.
But I do like do maths with Miss McKenna. She doesn't give out to me.
Does she not?
No.
And do you get them right from Miss McKenna?
Yeah, but not from Miss McCormack.
Oh. That's strange.
Yeah, I'm always trying my best.
But that's all anybody can do, isn't it? Is your best. That's it. But even teachers have to remember, you're only 7. You know, everyone in your class, they're still only children. They're not adults.
I know.
They're not even teenagers. Well, because obviously if they were teenagers, then they wouldn't be in your class, would they?
No. If they were adults, they wouldn't. They'd get their own job and get out of the school.
Yeah. So do you like school?
Kind of.
Well, tell me something that you like about school.
I like doing PE. Irish. Sometimes I like doing maths. English. Guided reading. Going with Miss Williams.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And what's good about guided reading?
I like listening to the story.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And do you have to answer questions?
No. Sometimes we have to predict.
Yeah?
Stuff.
What's predict?
It's where you say to the teacher what you think is going to happen next.
All right. So that's called predict. So you make a prediction. Yeah. Is that? Yeah?
Yeah.
Very good. And what would you not like about school?
I wouldn't like getting stuff wrong.
But everybody gets stuff wrong.
No, I don't like the way I always get them wrong.
But that's not true. You don't always get stuff wrong.
Yes, I do. Always.
But that's impossible. You can't. You must get stuff right some of the time.
No, not with... Always I get my maths wrong with Miss McCormack.
And maybe if she was to teach it a different way, or maybe, what about if, instead of giving out to you, if she said, you tried really hard, Holly, you done your best, and if she said to you, but that answer is wrong, and this is why it's wrong, Would that be better?
Kind of.
Yeah, because like I said, you're only 7. You have the whole rest of your life to get maths correct, don't you?
Yeah.
What about your spelling test?
Spelling test.
What'd you get? I know you do a spelling test on Friday.
Yeah.
What did you get?
So last Friday, I got 10 out of 10 in both things.
In both? In the English and Irish? Was it?
No, it was tables and spellings. I got 10 out of 10 on both.
Well done. So you see, you do get things right sometimes, don't you?
Yeah, but not my maths.
What? Hang on. Your tables. You got 10 out of 10 in tables. Tables is about maths. Isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, what tables did you do this week? What questions did you get on Friday?
We got, like, 0 plus 12 equals 12. 1 plus 12 equals 13. 2 plus 12 equals 14. It keeps going on until 12 plus 12.
And what's 12 plus 12?
12 plus 12 is 24.
Okay.
So you add the 1 and the 1 from 12. So they're the 10s that equals 20.
Mm-hmm.
And then the 2 and the 2 equals 4, 24.
Correct.
That's easy.
Well, it's easy when you know how, isn't it?
Yeah, it's easy when you know how to do this. So.
Mm-hmm. And did you ever hear people say the word a dozen?
No.
No. Do you know what a dozen is?
No, it sounds like a thousand, but with a D.
No. People used to say a dozen eggs, and a dozen is 12. You look a bit confused.
I am.
Yeah, that's what a dozen. People used to say, go down to the shop and get a dozen eggs. And then sometimes, like, you know, you said that would be 12 eggs. And sometimes they might say, well, instead of saying, go down to the shop and get 24 eggs, they used to say, go down and get 2 dozen eggs.
What's 2 dozen eggs?
Well, if a dozen is 12, 2 dozen is?
212.
No.
That'd be too much to get. You'd have to borrow off someone else.
You would, yeah. Lots of money. Right, how many eggs is in a dozen?
12.
Right, so 2 dozen is? 2 twelves.
Oh. 24.
Yeah. So, you see, when you're adding numbers together, you add 12 plus 12 and you get 24.
13 plus 13, 26.
Yeah. But when you're doing multiplying, do you know what multiplying is?
No.
Well, multiply. You see, when you're doing, you're adding, it's like 12 plus 12.
12 times 12.
So it's like 2 twelves, isn't it? So then instead of putting 12 plus 12, you can put 12 multiplied by, which is the X sign, 2. So now you go, 2 twos are 4, 2 ones are 2, and you get the same answer.
24.
Yeah.
Wait, 12 times 2 is 24, and 12 plus 12 is 24.
So school, what else do you like about school? Have you got a lot of friends?
Yeah, I like playing on yard, and I like having fun, like, I also like eating my lunch.
Yeah?
Yeah. See what I have in my lunchbox.
Are you going to be doing a Christmas play this year?
I don't think so.
Have you been practicing any songs or singing or anything like that?
No.
No? So there's probably no Christmas. Why is there no Christmas?
The virus.
Oh, yeah.
Which I don't believe in. As you don't believe.
Yeah, well, you know, what do you always have to do? You always have to ask...
Yeah.
Questions.
Oh.
Isn't that right?
Yeah.
Yeah, always ask questions and never be afraid to ask questions. And if you don't believe something, you don't have to believe it. You can always ask questions.
Mm.
And that's how we learn, isn't it? Because if we don't know something, and you always do this with me, if you don't know something, you come and you ask me, or you ask Mammy, don't you?
Yeah.
And then sometimes we will explain something, and you don't understand it. I'm sure you don't? So what do we do?
Ask questions.
No, we explain it to you a different way. Right. So we're after being having a chat now for half an hour. How many minutes? You know how many minutes is in half an hour?
30.
Very good. So how many minutes is in an hour?
60.
Very good. So
I've been learning that from maths.
Have you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's good, you see, because sometimes people might say, I'll be back in 30 minutes. Well, in Ireland, we always say, I'll be back in half an hour, which is 30 minutes, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. So we've been talking for half an hour, and we've learned lots about Holly, haven't we?
Yeah, but that's a lot of minutes.
It is a lot of minutes.
Will I still be in school by now, if there was school today?
No. If there was school today, you would be finished long ago, because it's 4 o'clock.
When do we finish school? 9?
You start at 9. You finish at, is it 10 to 3?
I don't know when that is.
Ah, you do. Don't be silly. You do. Right, anyway. Thanks for talking to me.
Anyway what? Anyway, God.
I'm saying, thanks for talking to me.
You thank you.